Our boundary rider is Renee Gehring for Petter's Suspension. She is downstairs standing boundary side and has got Essendon assistant Mark Harvey with her. Good afternoon, Renee.
Good afternoon, Koza. Yes, I sure do. Mark, thanks for your time this afternoon. Firstly, focus for today. Is there something that's at the forefront to focus on for your boys?
Oh, we played really well against West Coast last week with a young team, just building upon what we're doing. Introduction of a few new players that didn't play last week into the game. Obviously, just watching our VFL side here, we've got Connor McKenna who's come back from Ireland. So he needs this game, and you know, we've got a couple of midfielders, young midfielders here. Oh, Tommy Cutler's playing as well too, so he'll play a half as well in the next game. So we're just still having a look at our final 22 for round one.
In season, obviously you review previous games. Is that a little bit different knowing the sides change a fair bit in the pre-season?
You get taught as an older coach that pre-season form is not something that you really take too much notice of, other than the fact that you want your playing group to get through unscathed and you want to see how the team's going to evolve, and it's all about getting the timing right. So, you know, win losses at this stage are not as important as just getting your playing group through.
Mark, it's Ian Cohen upstairs, Ben Casnelia, Tom Lonigan, as you heard before, and also Pete Ryan from The Age. Good luck to the Bombers this afternoon. Who's on the learning curve this afternoon? Tell us about a couple of the youngsters we can keep an eye out for that get an opportunity to get under the coach's nose, under your nose, actually show their wares on what looks to be a very great big ground in great conditions.
Yeah, oh, it's a fantastic ground. We played up here a couple of years ago, so condition a little bit. This probably the wind's favouring one side by two or three goals. Oh, look, Phillips is he's not young, but he's at the moment he's our number one ruckman. So he played last week against Nat Nui and the like. Thought he did a really good job, and it's how he's starting to form some sort of chemistry with our midfield. And that's still evolving with the likes of, you know, Darcy Parrish and Langford and these sort of guys who need to take the next step. We've got a young back line at this particular stage. Hurley's obviously down there, but Hooker's still work in progress. We're seeing how Ridley and the like and Francis and how they're going to evolve in their sort of fourth and fifth year. So, yeah, we've got a number of players that we're still looking at to finalise this 22. As I said, it's even though we've got so Heppel's still work in progress, I think Bell Chambers will be ready to go come round one. So we've got some challenges with selection. So it'll be all about performance and seeing how we gel today.
Mark, you would have loved back in the day, I reckon, coming down to Colac for a game of footy. What would have been the mode of transport? Would it have been a sort of a Sandman panel van? Or what would you have trundled
those
there
days, mate? By the way, I used to come to Dean's Marsh as a kid, so it wasn't too far away. I used to go to a dairy farm as a kid. I learnt the ropes down there. I would have probably a V8 Commodore would have been my go with the sunroof, and I don't know who would have been inside, but probably just me.
Just flying solo, no one shotgun.
That was safe.
Got to concentrate when you're flying.
Now, our great mate on K-Rock, Darren Buick, his horse won just recently.
And yes, I know.
He did have a big tip for one last Saturday. Are you in on the sort of the WhatsApp where he does circulate his tips, or are you out of the loop?
I refuse to go on the group WhatsApp. His tips can be misleading at times, so I tend to stay away from those sort of... No, but it's good to see his horse win. Darren's obviously a guy that I sort of played a lot of footy with.
He did. He's fantastic. He's been. He was on with us last week for the State of Origin game and just producing some absolute gold. Who's someone who's impressed you from your team over the course of the preseason? Who potentially isn't a big name, but somebody who's done everything right over summer.
Well, I mean, you're seeing Cutler here, just here. He's a kid we got from Brisbane, obviously. He's a big boy. He's just had a little bit of an interruption in his pre-season, but he's now playing on the wing, and he's about sort of 93, 94 kilos. So I'll be interested to see what he does when he plays the first half against Geelong today. It's a young kid on the wing called Ham who's been in really good form, and he's from around this way. He's another young player that is really sort of in around our 22 as well, and so he's come from a fair way back and got really good running ability and good skills. So, yeah, as I said, we'll find out a bit more today.
Braden Ham, a good St Mary's boy. Peter Ryan here, Mark. You just mentioned Heppel before. Round one, is that out of the question for the skipper?
Yeah, it's sort of probably unlikely, but as I said, he's one of those resilient sort of guys that can get himself up. So it's just still a work in progress, and we'll know a bit more in the next 2 weeks.
What about Joe Danaher? How's the progress of the big man been in the last 2 months?
Really good. Really starting to run a little bit more. Starting to get a little bit more consistency out on the track opposed to rehab inside. So he's coming along. But yeah, once again, he plays footy.
Mark, Tommy Lonigan here, mate. I'm just interested to know how Harrison Jones is going, ex-Calder Cannons boy. I see him out here playing now. Looks very up and about. And
yeah, he's lively. 23, number 23 there. I'm just in front of me here now. He played last week, actually. We gave him a taste of it and took a couple of good grabs and kicked a goal. And as you can see, he still needs a fair bit of strength work, particularly core strength and upper body. I tell you what he can do. He can move around the ground. It's not too dissimilar to those King twins that are playing in and around the system at the moment. So, look, he's going to evolve as a key forward. And, I think, you know, in 12 months' time, you're going to see a really good player.
Now, Mark, last week the club announced that potential for a game in California. How much of your next contract discussions will be centred around thinking of that trip?
Well, I prefer Las Vegas. that's one of Sheed's weird and wonderful ways that he thinks about developing this great game. And I think, obviously, GWS and Essendon are moving towards that sort of dream, and it'll be great for our game in many ways. And as we all know, we need to take it to overseas and promote it, and hopefully one day we see, you know, other countries really taking on this game.
Mark, as we let you go, what's the chief objective for the Bombers coming in against the Cats? Final hit out, as we said, all of a sudden it'll be round one, it'll be season proper. What's the objective?
The objective is to make sure that our chemistry is evolving. We've got a little bit of a different system from an offense point of view, a couple of different roles within our team, and it's the way we just keep progressing that. I'm pretty sure you'll see we've got a good young team in today. We are quick and we need to play to our strengths. And
so a different system is what, ball transition or holding onto it longer, faster, inside? What are we going to be seeing?
We've got great leg speed, so you can work that out for yourself. You put it together.
Well, we'll see if the Cats can actually counter it on the
other
side.
We'll see about that. I appreciate. Looking forward to the game, boys.